This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Friday, March 19, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Skalkberger. Making headlines today, South African transport utility Transnet will raise 5.5 billion rand on the international bond market in 2010-2011. This will make global bonds the single largest component of a larger 17.2 billion rand fundraising plan for the year. The state-owned group listed a $2 billion global medium-term note program on the London Stock Exchange in early February. Acting CEO Chris Wells said on Thursday that it would begin drawing on the facility during the first half of its 2010-2011 financial year, which begins on April 1. It is expected that the initial foray would be for a minimum of $500 million, but will probably be for $750 million. The capital will be deployed to help the group partly fund a five-year infrastructure investment program, currently valued at 93.4 billion rand to the end of March 2015. A significant increase of South Africa's current expenditure on distribution infrastructure will be needed to ensure that the backlog in electricity distribution doesn't increase. EDI Holdings COO Willie de Beer says that the overall backlog of South Africa's entire distribution industry, including Eskom and municipalities, stood at 27.4 billion rand in 2008. He says that the current level of investment in the domestic distribution industry can't support the country's economic growth. De Beer says that the right balance has to be found in terms of funding both electricity generation as well as electricity distribution. Also making headlines, Zanzibar will invest over $150 million in power projects. The South Africa Lesotho electricity transmission capacity may be expanded. Seacom signs a broadband connectivity deal with Ethiopian Telecommunications Corporation. And manufacturing business confidence jumps. That's a roundup of the news making headlines today.